Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming here. I'm Madhav Dhakal from Texas Tech University. I'm going to present a research which was conducted in my home country, Nepal, a few years ago. This is on weed management. Transplanting rice is the common technology, common practice adopted by farmers in Nepal, but it has a lot of problems like requiring more water, more labor, and more cost. That's why farmers are also attracting towards the direct seeding technology. But weeds are the problems. I have found more than 40 species of weeds belonging to 13 families in direct seeded plots. That's what I was doing weed management practices. So there was 10 different treatments in 3 replications, including 4 herbicides. One of them was pendimethalin, which was pre-emergent herbicide. Other 3, 2,4-D, dispyrimic sodium, and oxidiazole I applied is post-emergence herbicide, where oxidiazole is considered the pre-emergence, but I applied early post-emergence because some farmers which were applied post-emergence that herbicide in Nepal. So my result is total weed density, yield, weed index, and economics, where I found in unweeded check, when we don't control weeds properly, then it can remove 71 kg from 1 hectare. That's the weed index. And from the treatment, I found integrated weed management, when you combine pre-emergent herbicide, pendimethalin with the post-emergent herbicide, 2,4-D or dispyrimic sodium, I found less weed density as compared to other treatments like Cispania co-culture and oxidiazole, where in the Cispania co-culture, I planted Cispania and rice together. Then Cispania was killed at 25 days after seeding with 2,4-D. But there was smoothing effect of Cispania on rice seedlings, so the yield is less as compared to other treatments. And in oxidiazole treatment, it showed some kind of phytotoxic effect to rice plants. So the number of weeds are higher and the yield was also poor as compared to other treatments. Here, when we combined pre-emergence herbicide and the post-emergence, then the weed density is, we have good results controlling the weeds throughout the season. But when you just applied post-emergence or the pre-emergence alone, then I found that with the pre-emergence herbicide only, we don't have any good control of weeds as compared to others. So and here we have, when we combine with the hand weeding and different herbicides, then the cost of applications will be a little bit higher as compared to the sole application of herbicide. Like we have 2.36 benefit cost ratio for dispyrimic sodium. It means that it has good yield and better result for economically superior dispyrimic sodium as compared to other treatments, because the labor cost is higher when combined hand weeding with the pre-emergence and post-emergence herbicides. That's what my result is showing. Yield is also good and the economy is also fine with the sole application of post-emergent herbicide when we applied after 20 days after seeding. So I've also conducted a social survey in the lower region of Nepal, where farmers, they perceived cypress families as more problematic as compared to broadleaf weeds and grasses. But some of the broadleaf weeds like Comelina bengalensis, which were the problems in my plots, but farmers perceived cypress families as the more problematic. So, and the dispyrimic was effective in controlling the both kinds of sedges and the dominant grasses in the plots, where farmers perceived sedges more problematic. And integrated management is effective in controlling weeds throughout the season, but dispyrimic alone, I mean the post-emergent herbicide, is good as economically superior. But at 20 days, there is no any relation between weed density and the yield. But after 40 days after seeding and 60 days after seeding, there is a correlation between wheat biomass and grain yield is wheat biomass increase and grain yield reduce drastically. Thank you.